Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sun Up with the Colorado Sun. It's Wednesday, January 11th. Today, we're featuring scenes from Governor Jared Polis's second inauguration, including a portion of his inaugural address. Our politics team was there for the whole thing. They'll break down the big lines from the Democrat's speech. Before we begin, we're excited to present the next food revolution, Growing Greens in the Air, with environment reporter Michael Booth. Join the virtual event on February 9th to hear how one local company is using a storage container to grow crops, how CU Boulder is growing greens in a sunroom, and much more. Register for the free event at coloradosun.com/events. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. Theodore Roosevelt, war hero and New York governor, won election as William McKinley's running mate in 1900. The outdoorsy vice president-elect made ready for his new job in a decidedly non-traditional way. To prepare for the rigors of high office, the politician decided on a hunting spree in northwestern Colorado. He came to the state by rail and rode the Colorado Midland Railway from Colorado Springs through the Rocky Mountains to Rifle. On this day in 1901, Roosevelt left the comfortable life behind for an overland trek to the Keystone Ranch for several weeks of big game hunting. With guide John Goff and 15 hunting dogs as his only companions, Roosevelt spent more than a month in Rio Blanco and Moffat counties. Despite their isolation, stories of derring do appeared in the papers. Roosevelt and Goff targeted mountain lions specifically, seen as a threat to ranchers and wildlife. Several of Goff's dogs died in fights with lions, and Roosevelt dove into the scrum with his hunting knife on several occasions. When the pair returned to Meeker on February 15th, Goff stated that they had killed lynx, badgers, and 17 mountain lions, 12 of which Roosevelt bagged personally. Of those, the vice president-elect shot 8 and stabbed 4 to death. Just over 2 weeks later, Roosevelt took office as vice president in Washington, D.C., but he would return to Colorado many times to hunt. Before we continue, a quick message. Join the Colorado Sun for its 2023 legislative session preview. On January 11th, join politics reporter and editor Jesse Paul as he speaks with lawmakers about the upcoming session. The event is free and virtual. Sign up today at coloradosun.com/events. Next, our feature story.
Hey, this is Jesse Paul. I'm a political reporter and editor at the Colorado Sun. I'm on the west steps of the Colorado Capitol, where Governor Jared Polis is about to be sworn in for his second term, second four-year term. Capitol's all dressed up. A few hundred people here waiting in the audience, ready to hear the governor give his inaugural speech. And one of the interesting things that I noticed that's the same as it was 4 years ago when governor was sworn into his first term, for his first term, so there's a lot of security. Everyone who has to come in has to go through metal detectors. There's a long line of people waiting to be screened. And then it looks like the governor is going to sit behind some bulletproof glass, which is the same way that it was 4 years ago. Kind of an indication of the threats that he faces as the nation's first openly gay man elected governor. It's also Colorado's first Jewish governor. But a lot of dignitaries here, a lot of cabinet members, state lawmakers are getting ready to hear governor's speech. And it'll be pretty interesting to hear what he talks about, given he had a pretty productive and busy first term. It sounds like he's got a lot planned for his second term. I think we'll find out, you know, what his plans are here during his speech. And also, you know, this is all happening with a lot of speculation about the governor potentially running for president in 2024. If President Joe Biden decides not to run for re-election. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red rockets were bursting in the air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, save us as stars.
Throughout my first term, we've crossed some big items off of our to-do list, but that doesn't mean the list in front of us today is any shorter than it was when I took office 4 years ago. Because with each challenge comes new opportunities. As Colorado approaches our 150th anniversary as a state, we ask ourselves the question, who do we want to be when we're 150 years old? And for many people in our state, life is too hard and too expensive. Coloradans are counting on us. Men and women in public service, local elected officials, the men and women who work behind us in this building to deliver real solutions to save people money. And of course, to realize the full potential of our great state, we just make sure we take the very best ideas wherever they come from the left, from the right, from the center, from up, from down, to move our state forward. And we must move forward together so that no one and no part of our state gets left behind. Together, we're going to reduce housing costs across Colorado with options for every budget to afford to live in communities where people work and want to live. And that means quite simply creating more housing in Colorado, managing for an increasingly scarce water supply, making progress towards our clean air and climate goals while protecting our natural treasures. We're going to continue on our bold path towards making Colorado 100% powered by renewable energy by 2040, powered by good-paying jobs, lowering rates for consumers, improving reliability, and doing our part to ensure that future generations of Coloradans inhabit a livable planet. And we're very excited about implementing free preschool for every family that wants it this coming fall. It's one less thing to worry about for parents of four-year-olds, thousands of dollars to get their kids off to a strong start. We're going to tackle crime head on. Yes, by holding criminals accountable, but also by preventing crime before it happens to make our neighborhoods safer. No Coloradan should have to fear for their safety on the streets where they live, in the places where they work and play, in the schools where our kids go to learn and to dream big dreams. And we're going to keep using every tool we have to help save Coloradans money. That means lower taxes, lower transportation costs, lower medical bills, lower business fees, and of course, lower housing costs. Anything we can do, we must do when it comes to helping you hold on to more of your hard-earned money. Look, nothing about the task in front of us would be easy. If it were, it would have been done already. But here in Colorado, we don't ask for easy. When our daughter does a green or a blue, she says, bring on a black or a double black. In Colorado, we scale mountains. We bridge divides. We break barriers. With joy in our hearts, we take on the toughest battles. And when they're won, we ask, what's next? Nobody could have predicted all that the last 4 years would bring, the trials, the tribulations, the challenges, nor could anybody say with certainty what the next 4 years will bring. But I can assure you that as your governor, I will always promise you that whatever comes our way, we will face it together with resourcefulness, with innovation, with grit, and with a powerful, positive vision. We will protect our freedom, our Colorado way of life, and together we'll build a Colorado for all, secure in the knowledge that our best days as a state and as a nation are still ahead. And we will work to build a future that will make all of us proud.
All right, so Fish, here we are in the Capitol just a few minutes after the inauguration, and I'm curious, what stood out to you about Polis's speech today?
You know, he talked a lot about affordability, which was certainly a theme in the 2022 campaign, but it looks to me like he was really emphasizing affordable housing, and he did that in his budget proposal too, and that seems to be kind of a big theme. Now, how you get this done with the budget circumstances is another question. You know, what stood out to you, Elliot?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point. Another thing that I thought was stood out to me was his comments on tackling crime head on. It seems like he's really kind of having to walk this line between, you know, those on the left who are wanting to see more of a focus on prevention with crime, and then those on the right who are, you know, kind of believing that tougher penalties are the best action to take. And it seems like he, based on that speech, is kind of trying to find the best way between those two things and is maybe taking note from both sides. So was there anything else that you thought was interesting?
He did not mention certain things. Like, abortion was such a big deal in the 2022 session when they signed this law protecting the right to abortion and reproductive health care. And it just never even came up. And I think that you're going to see a push, I don't know necessarily at the legislature, but maybe by people in the public, to enshrine that sort of protection in the Constitution and put it on the ballot before people in 2024. And that could be an issue again. And then he didn't really talk about gun control. And, you know, there have been some mass shootings recently and during his first term. And there are lawmakers who really want to do some things on the gun control front. And I think it was just interesting that he didn't even bring it up. So
Still might be something that we will see, but maybe just didn't have time in his speech today.
Didn't talk about it, but we're definitely going to be reporting on it in the next 118 days.
Right. Yeah, so definitely keep an eye on our website for whatever updates there are on that.
What did you like the most?
Yeah, so, well, honestly, my number one favorite thing was just being outdoors on a beautiful day in January. I do think those in the shade and those in the sun had a different experience at the inauguration today. But there was also just really wonderful music throughout the inauguration. There were multiple choirs that performed and a band with lots of brass instruments, which is always fun. And so that was just really lovely to hear. What else did you think about, you know, the process itself of inauguration?
I am a total worrywart, and I just watched the seal up there swaying back and forth and over the, and it was low and it could have hit people if it had fallen. But then I noticed that they eventually raised it up so it couldn't do that, swing around like that anymore. And those cannon shots were okay, disturbing to me, but okay. I've taken a couple of deep breaths and now I'm okay.
Yeah, anyone who was downtown on the day of the inauguration, you may have heard 38 very loud blasts, and those were from a cannon right moments after Polis was sworn in.
And a military flyover while the Senate president was still speaking.
That's true. That's true. We saw some interesting things. But if you want to hear a little bit more or read a little bit more about what we saw and what we learned from his speech, you can check out a story at our website, coloradosun.com. And beyond that, we will see you back here again next time. Thanks for listening.
Raise your right hand. I, Jared Polis.
I, Jared Polis.
Do affirm.
Do affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Colorado.
The Constitution of the State of Colorado.
And the laws of the State of Colorado.
And the laws of the State of Colorado.
And will faithfully perform the duties.
And will faithfully perform the duties.
Of the Office of Governor.
Of the Office of Governor.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations, Governor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Read more on this story at coloradosun.com. Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. Record drought in the American West is contributing to a growing total of billion-dollar weather and climate disasters across the country. A new report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the quickening pace of large-scale events makes recovery slower and pricier. the report was released this week at the National Convention for the American Meteorological Society in Denver. It showed drought covered 63% of the contiguous United States on October 25th, the largest such footprint since the severe drought of 2012. Prosecutors are seeking to file 12 additional charges against the suspect in a mass shooting at an LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs that killed 5 people and wounded at least 17 others. 4th Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen filed a new motion this week in the case against Anderson Lee Aldrich, who was accused of opening fire November 19th at Club Q. The 22-year-old suspect, who is due in court Friday, already faces more than 300 criminal charges, including first-degree murder and bias-motivated crimes for 48 victims. Governor Jared Polis plans to spend the next 4 years putting more money in the pockets of Coloradans and addressing the rising cost of living in the state. Polis opened his second term Tuesday, and in his inauguration speech said he would continue to look for practical solutions to the rising costs and access to health care and affordable housing. He also addressed better schools and safer communities, but stayed away from mentioning possible new gun laws or abortion access. For more information on all of these stories, visit our website, coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow. The Colorado Sun is nonpartisan and completely independent. We're always dedicated to telling the in-depth stories we need today more than ever. And the Sun is supported by readers and listeners like you. Right now, you can head to coloradosun.com and become a member, starting at $5 per month. And if you bump it up to $20 per month, you'll get access to our politics newsletter, The Unaffiliated, as well as our outdoors newsletter, The Outsider, and our health and environment newsletter, The Temperature. All three exclusive newsletters delivered to your inbox every week.